This is Ozarks at Large. It's the Christmas season, and many children's wish lists have items like video games, iPads, Legos, or Barbies. Our insect expert joins us this holiday season to offer some ideas for gifts about insects and nature. Dr. Donald Steinkraus's interest in insects began when he was just 5 years old.
I found a Cecropia moth, which is a moth which occurs in Arkansas. It's one of the great big silkworm moths. And I just loved that insect. But my parents always encouraged me in my interest of nature, birds and insects and plants, but particularly insects. And I think one advantage of liking nature and being encouraged in nature is to get you out in the yard, get you out hiking, camping, and looking at things in nature. I think it has great value for children.
For sure.
I think the first gift I would like to see people give their children is the gift of encouraging them in their natural interests. Often when I've done outreach programs for bugs, I'll run into parents who hate the sight of an insect, and they'll have these little, like, five-year-olds with them, and they'll sort of try to give that attitude to it, and like, disgusting, you know, like a bug is disgusting. So that's not encouraging children in an interest in nature. So I guess a great gift any parent can give to their child is to not discourage them,
right,
and to encourage them.
It sounds like a good one.
Yeah. In my case, my parents were fantastic. They bought me books, entomology books, which I still have. This is a characteristic of longtime entomologists. They almost always have the books their parents got them when they were a child. And
well, and when we went grasshopper hunting, a book came in very handy in identifying.
That's a great book by this guy, mm-hmm, Caponera, mm-hmm, in Florida. Yeah, I just recently ordered that because I was using a library copy. Mm-hmm. But you really need those things to encourage the kids' interests. But I really think encouragement and certainly not discouragement could really help a child.
What's next? Ant farms?
Well, ant farms are okay. I've never really had an ant farm, but I think, you know, for some kids, an ant farm would be a useful thing. That's a good point, though. There's a lot of things you can do. You can buy butterflies through the mail, painted lady butterflies with a little cup of media or diet for them, and a child or a classroom can follow through the life cycle. They can also get tomato hornworms that way, and oriental silkworms are another good one to raise, and you can buy those over the internet. You could search for silkworms, and people buy those also and raise them for their amphibians and other animals to eat.
Or perhaps planting a butterfly garden, maybe the seeds for a butterfly garden.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Because then you get the best, you get beautiful flowers and butterflies also.
Exactly, yeah. Right. That's one of the things I thought would be really important is to encourage a child to have plants which produce nectar and pollen, which, like you say, are beautiful, but also would attract insects. And then they could see these insects during the summertime and observe them, collect them, photograph them. That goes a long ways, which brings up something I think is a big change. Even when I was like 10, I was photographing insects. But when I was 10, photographing insects was extremely difficult. You had to have like a film camera, and you had to have all kinds of extension tubes. And it was really not easy to do a good job. And I'd photograph things, but now with the cell phones and digital cameras, anybody can make an excellent, mm-hmm, collection of insect photos at butterflies. And so I think that's another good gift for a child at Christmas would be a decent digital camera that does good macro close-up work, so the child could be encouraged to develop a collection of butterfly pictures or bee pictures and identify them.
You can get cameras. Some cameras are relatively inexpensive. I mean, there are very expensive cameras out there, but there are some cameras that are inexpensive.
Right, they are. And, someone the other day showed me a digital camera which does video, and it was $50. And
it
does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the cell phones now, I have some really expensive cameras, and some of the cell phones take better pictures, mm-hmm, with their little iPhone than these expensive cameras, and it's simple to carry around. So I think many of the children now do have access to this ability to document what they see and try to develop a collection of these things. And when I was a boy also, we almost always collected with a net. And I do think a net is a good thing for a child to have, an insect net. And you ran around with an insect net when we collected locusts, great grasshoppers. But it gets some exercise, and it's actually quite difficult to catch these things on the wing. And you can then pin them and develop a collection, which is what I did when I was a boy, and that's still a typical thing to do. But I'm going more and more towards thinking not killing a bug and instead photographing the bug, and so you still get a good record of it. You don't have to actually kill an animal to do that. And it's something that wasn't possible when I was a child,
right,
but it is possible now. So so I think those are things important. I think books are an important gift, too.
I love to give books.
You do?
Yes. Well, not necessarily about nature and insects, but maybe I'll start. But yes, I'm usually the aunt that all kids, you know, kind of at birthday parties and Christmas, you know. A lot of kids roll their eyes because, you know, they get books for Christmas. But
that's good. Yeah. I think that's really good. I still love books. I don't think they're all available for Kindles and things. A very good book for Arkansas is Arkansas Butterflies and Moths by Laurie Spencer. She's a local. She works down on Mount Magazine as an interpreter, and she wrote this book.
Oh, yes. I've heard of her and the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a good person. And I think that butterflies and moths are probably the easiest things for kids to get interested in because they are attractive and they're large generally. The next groups which would be good are beetles and flies and wasps and bees and things. But it seems like butterflies and moths are an easy one for people to get interested in. But all these groups would be fun for kids. I really like also this book, A Field Guide to Moths of Eastern North America. Moths are actually much more abundant than butterflies, and putting a light up at night, you can catch a lot of moths and look at them. And they're a great thing for children to raise. If you find a caterpillar, the parents can help them raise that caterpillar and see the life cycle, and they learn a lot about biology by doing that. Having interest in nature can lead to careers. I think sometimes parents don't realize that, too. If a child really likes these things, there are careers as professors and scientists and biologists. Because sometimes read to, like in my case, my parents encouraging me and my teachers encouraged me. Here I am, a professor, and I've sort of supported myself my adult life studying insects.
There's something that you loved as a child.
It really did.
Mm-hmm.
I still do, actually. Yeah. I still have a great interest in those things.
Yeah.
Other gifts, which a lot depends on your finances. A microscope, a dissecting microscope, is a really useful tool. Entomologists use those all the time because bugs are small. But nowadays with eBay and Craigslist, I think parents could look online and find a good microscope, a good dissecting microscope, for a moderate amount of money, a couple hundred dollars maybe. And a child could really go far with that. And even the family would enjoy it. Just fun to look at flowers and leaves and insects and our fingers, you know, you name it, through a microscope. It's a great joy. And so I think that, depending on a person's budget and the interest of the child, is a good thing to aim for.
Is there something that you would like for Christmas this year?
You're asking the wrong question.
I am?
Yeah. I always have lots of wants.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want a Nord Electro keyboard so I can play rock and roll keyboard. But
okay.
I'm not going to get it. I've saved up money. I could buy it, but I'm not going to. It's too much.
What about anything
entomological?
Yes.
No, I'm a professional entomologist. I actually have almost everything you could imagine related to bugs that I want.
Okay.
A couple other things I thought about is collecting insects increases a child's powers of observation. You're observing things. And humans we have grown up with nature as a species. And hunting and gathering and observing and collecting are things we've done forever. And I think kids cannot lose that. They have to have that in their life to be sort of really whole.
Dr. Donald Steinkraus is an entomologist at the University of Arkansas. Other suggestions he made are pins and pinning boxes, so children can observe dead insects or hang them on their wall, or purchasing beautiful exotic butterflies, something that his parents bought for him. He says a good place to start is bioquip.com.